From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in Baghdad on a previously unannounced visit, his first trip to Iraq since 2014. Kerry traveled from Bahrain to Iraq on Friday for talks with officials, including Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and Kurdistani Regional Government Prime Minister Nehran Barzani. State Department spokesman John Kirby said that the secretary will underscore our strong support for the Iraqi government as it addresses significant security, economic, and political challenges. The trip comes as Iraqi-led forces push to retake the northern city of Mosul, which fell to the Islamic State militants in 2014. The U.S. may be lending additional support to that effort. Earlier this week, the U.S. Defense Department announced it will open an additional small military outpost in the region. A group of 45 Pakistani migrants has reached Dikili in Turkey, making the short trip from a migrant camp on the Greek Isles where they were staying. At least two activists were arrested for trying to prevent the Turkish vessel from leaving. A second group of migrants is expected to arrive in Turkey later on Friday. Greek authorities say none of the migrants sent to Turkey had applied for asylum in the EU. Cuba's former president Fidel Castro has made a rare public appearance. State television aired video on Thursday of the 89-year-old Castro discussing a revolutionary leader with schoolchildren and teachers. Castro has not been seen in public in 9 months. Cuba's former revolutionary leader is at odds with his brother, President Raul Castro, who welcomed U.S. President Barack Obama to Cuba last month and agreed to the restoration of diplomatic ties. From Washington, this is VOA. Tensions are high on the Korean Peninsula. On Friday, North Korea launched a verbal attack on South Korean President Park Geun-hye in response to her participation last week in a U.S.-hosted nuclear summit in Washington. A spokesman in Pyongyang said Park is evil and has increased the danger of war. South Korea responded by warning the North against slandering its leaders. All this as a joint military operation with the United States and South Korea is getting underway. This is U.S. Army Major Ed Arnston.
Our mission over here is to deter North Korean aggression, partner with our South Korean allies across multiple formations, and then help sustain our alliance here on the peninsula.
North Korea has test-fired missiles in defiance of sanctions against such tests imposed by the UN Security Council. Violence in Syria is on the rise again as an internationally mediated truce appears to be cracking and new clashes are breaking out. The UN is urging access for humanitarian aid to civilians stranded by fighting. Zlatica Hoch has more.
Syrian government forces and their allies have been engaged in renewed fighting with opposition forces in the northern city of Aleppo for the past few days. Reports say the clashes have been the worst since a partial ceasefire came into effect in late February and are threatening to derail the agreement that has helped reduce violence across Syria. Russia and Iran have helped the Syrian government regain some territory from Islamic State, whose assets also are targeted by the coalition airstrikes. But the group continues to wreak havoc in the war-torn country. Syria's state television reported Thursday that the militants have abducted more than 300 workers from a cement plant northeast of the capital. Zlatica Hoch, VOA News, Washington.
Belgian police are hoping the public can help them identify a Brussels airport bombing suspect spotted on newly released surveillance video. The police video shows the minutes following the March 22nd airport bombings and the apparent getaway of the third surviving suspect, often identified in the media as the man with the hat. He was spotted earlier walking alongside two known suicide bombers pushing carts with bags on them. The Brussels airport attacks, along with a suicide bombing at a metro station in the capital, about an hour later killed 32 people and wounded more than 340. Turkey says its diplomatic officials have made progress with Israeli diplomats on an agreement to normalize ties. For more, log on to voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.